Wisconsin Right to Life will argue in court tomorrow for a preliminary injunction against a law that could knock some of the group's radio and television commercials off the air this weekend. The ads target Wisconsin Senators Feingold and Kohl over their views about some of President Bush's judicial nominees. But the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law bans independent groups from using unregulated cash to run so-called issue ads within 30 days of a federal election primary. And the Wisconsin U.S. Senate primary is September 14th. Senator Feingold says the Federal Election Commission recently gave the right interpretation of the law.
Because the purpose here is to make sure we don't have phony issue ads being run. Right to Life is still free to run unlimited ads saying anything about the anti-pro-choice position. They can run unlimited ads with their PAC money. There are no limits on that. And they can even run these ads, except for in that limited period, that are sort of phony issue ads, except for with unlimited contributions. So the truth is that they can get that viewpoint out in many different ways, and the law doesn't really restrict them.
Yesterday, Senator John McCain signed onto a friend of the court brief aimed at dismissing the lawsuit. McCain says the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled on the campaign finance law. Wisconsin Right to Life Executive Director Barbara Lyons says it's interesting that Senator Feingold did not sign on to the brief.
We're wondering if that means that he does agree that we should be able to lobby him within the broadcast ban period outlined by the McCain-Feingold law. We believe that our lawsuit does have merit because it concentrates on grassroots lobbying.
Lyons' group is backing several of Feingold's Republican opponents in this fall Senate race. Feingold says the timing of the Right to Life case is suspicious. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.